Looking Forward Our Way podcast addresses today's critical issues affecting adults in Ohio. We focus on issues that affect our money and our neighborhoods. Our expert guests are here to provide the information and resources needed to address those challenges. We are looking forward our way. Hi, this is Brett. The economy is constantly shifting and job seekers need to stay on top of their search process. Artificial intelligence, yes, AI, is making it more difficult and employers' expectations are even higher. How do job seekers, particularly older adults, find success in the employment search? For insight and answers, let's welcome Jamie Phillips, employment specialist from New Direction Career Center. We were just talking about how many times you've been on the show. At least four.
Four, you know. I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So welcome back. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
And the issues are the same, and yet they're different.
Correct.
Each time you come back.
Yeah. Yep.
It's amazing how we have been through some interesting economies just in the past 5 years.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Very good. Jamie, New Directions is an incredible resource for job seekers, and we've had great working relationships with all of you and your team. We have to shout out to Celeste and the team and thank them for always being supportive. We've got a lot of ground to cover today, but just to listeners, New Directions and many of our nonprofits in Central Ohio, we are so lucky to have these great resources and take advantage of them. And we are going to give you all the listing of information with the show notes for this program. But in the meantime, we want to hear about New Directions in the programs. But first, we want to hear about Jamie and her background and what brought her to New Directions.
Well, thanks for having me. I work as the employment specialist at New Directions. I work directly with clients who are navigating career changes, returning to the workforce, or starting over after a major life transition. I love it that New Directions just doesn't focus on resumes and job searches. We take a holistic approach. We help people rebuild their confidence, identify their strengths, and connect to meaningful, stable employment. I have been fortunate to be with New Directions a very long time. Started out as a volunteer and worked there about 9 years, and I have been on the payroll, if you will, since 2016. So I guess I'm a long-timer, one of those things.
Well, and you get in the 10-year ring next year.
Yeah, I guess, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it, as I just said, employment issues, job search issues have changed over time, but some of it continues to be a challenge. Things aren't any better right now. It seems like job seekers have more and more challenges and need more and more help.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So could you give us an overview of the agency's work? I mean, you touched upon it a little bit, but and how you've expanded the mission to include mature job seekers as well.
Yeah. So New Directions has been fortunate to serve Central Ohio, the Central Ohio community, for over 45 years. We were founded to help women in transition after a job loss, divorce, caregiving, or any other major life change. And today we serve all job seekers over the age of 18. We want to help them create stability and independence moving forward. So our programs include our E3 program, which is geared towards individuals who want to pursue post-secondary education or training. Our YES, or Your Employment Success, is our core career development program. It's kind of the entry into all that we offer and additional programs. It focuses on job search strategies, exploration, interviewing, and personalized career coaching. We also have a new partnership with Smart Columbus, which supports our digital skills training class. We have a leadership training program. And as of the midway through 2023, we took on Mature Works as what we call it now. And so we specialize in working with job seekers over the age of 55. That's been an awesome program to to help build and expand. We help them as they're facing age bias, technology challenges, job search changes. We help them not only see their experience and help them see their incredible, that they are assets to the workforce. Employers need their reliability, their leadership, and their perspective.
Well, and it for mature job seekers, many of them haven't had to look for a job for a long time and have no clue what's going on and how the job search process has dramatically changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you already had those programs. It was just kind of steering them a little for this particular population.
We've kind of expanded on it. We've regardless of the age of any client who walks through our door, though, it's not a one size fits all, certainly, because everybody's a human being, an individual. And so we take a holistic approach and we meet our clients where they are and take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that today's economy and employment search is kind of in a different bailiwick right now. I think a lot of employers are sitting back waiting, not necessarily posting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard because of AI and other issues, a lot of employers have jobs out there that really aren't real jobs
mm-hmm.
that have been posted. So there's lots going on in terms of what somebody can expect to find when they're job searching.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as those huge challenges that people are facing today?
Yeah. So as you said, it's moving fast. It can feel overwhelming. The biggest challenges are confidence to get back out there and technology. A lot of job seekers, especially those who are reentering after maybe they've stayed home to care for children or older family members, they've been laid off. Maybe they actually were able to retire and realize that financially they can't, or just emotionally still want to be out there contributing, making a difference. And so they feel, where do I start? Where do I begin? So there is the challenge of the online application, which a lot of individuals didn't have to do before. There's the AI, the automated systems, resume filters, the endless postings, as you said, that may or may not be legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
So we help them kind of cut through all of that. We teach them how to tailor their resumes, their applications. We help them with building their digital skills and to stay resilient through all of this. What makes the difference is having, I believe, that supportive community. We focus on SMART goals. Everybody comes out of any and all of our programs with a SMART goal focused on career, financial, as well as self-care, because that's just as important. We do that every day, all day long. And so I believe that if we can provide them with the tools, not only the tools, but help build their confidence and let them know that we are a partner with them to support them through this, that they can accomplish quite a bit.
You know, when we were with Employment for Seniors, I was really surprised because I had worked with students
mm-hmm.
and even older adults who were going through school. So they had a positive outlook of, I'm finishing the education, I'm going to be able to get a job. Then moving to Employment for Seniors, you suddenly see folks who are not just overwhelmed, but that level of feeling like there is no way I'm going to get a job
mm-hmm.
and it'll never be at the salary that I had. One of the things I always used to say to folks is giving up is not an option.
Right.
And so that's what you're really honing in on mm-hmm. is tools are great, but without the self-confidence, those tools don't mean anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And all of our programs are our cohort model. And so you have between 12 and 15 or 18 individuals coming together who are complete strangers, not a lot of them have much in common, except for the fact that they are not happy with what they are doing. And mm-hmm. it is, in all the years I've been doing this and exposed to it, I never am ceased to amaze that after the first or even second session that they build a bond and they become each other's support system, their own little network, if you will, which is just awesome to watch happen. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of organic. And so we would like to think that we create that environment, but they're amazing human beings. And so, you know, awesome people do awesome things. So,
yeah. We've discussed how important it is for a job seeker to be ready for the search and the potential interview. With all the changes made to the interviewing process over the past few years, it would seem to be even more critical that an applicant be at their best. Mm-hmm. Could you talk more about the changes your clients have had to make in honing their interview skills?
Yes. So interviewing today looks way different than it did, I mean, even 5 years ago. The reality is that most interviews, the process starts out virtually. And that can be intimidating for a lot of people. So we spend time helping them get comfortable with the different virtual platforms that are out there, how to download those applications ahead of time, be camera ready, if you will. Think about reducing background noise, or, you know, everybody's got pets or children or grandchildren, something going on in the background. Practicing good eye contact, making sure that your internet's stable, making sure you have a backup plan, because if the internet goes out, you better hope that you have a phone number that you can contact that person. So we help with that kind of stuff. But then more than that, interviewing, while they're still asking a lot of regular type questions, a lot of the employers have shifted to more behavioral based interviewing. So it's helping those clients learn how to tell their story that highlights their strengths and shows their resilience. It's not just about the right answer, but it's about how they tell their story with confidence and authenticity, and building that up for them. And I always will share with the client, you know, it is scary. It's overwhelming. You've got a lot on the line. Nobody's making light of that. But on the flip side of that, employers are nervous too. There is a reason that they have to fill that spot. They're typically not thrilled with it. There's only so long they can go without somebody in that job. And so they have a lot on the line too. They want to make sure it's a good culture fit. They want to make sure the person has the right skills. They probably have someone to report to themselves. So I try to say, you know, look at it as this is a professional conversation between two people, and you have something they need and vice versa. And so let's think of it as a conversation we're going to have and make sure that we can come together on meeting each other's needs. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it that way, hopefully that can alleviate a little bit of the stress that may go into that.
And it's very expensive to hire a new person.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that employer has just as much stress on their plate. It's different stress, but
We talk about how important it is to practice. And mm-hmm. so we do mock interviews as part of our programs. I have a great volunteers who are always willing to do a one-off practice interview with a client. I'm always happy to do it, but sometimes it's good for them to meet with someone that they're not so comfortable with before they are in front of that employer. And I'm just a huge proponent of practicing. I know the first time I say something, I feel like I'm fumbling all over the place. So the more you say it, the more confident you feel.
Right, right. Then the story comes out in a good flow.
Yeah.
As opposed to happenstance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Mm. So networking has always been one of the key things that I think job seekers need to deal with. Mm-hmm. And I'm always encouraging them, of course, and that also means that they're tagging me on LinkedIn. And so I'm like, okay, you get what you pay for here. But one of the key things I think is important in a job search is networking. Mm-hmm. No matter what, whether it's my students at Ohio State or clients at Employment for Seniors, it was hard to convince people that networking was important. It's a two-way street. You've got to do all these things. Over time, I've been wondering whether employers have a different perspective on networking. You know, I keep telling people to do it, but maybe employers don't really care that much about networking.
I mean, I think I believe in it. I wouldn't have the jobs that I have without
right.
a good Me network. Too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been fortunate that I think the very first job I got in Columbus, I got because I applied to something I saw in the back in the olden days in the dispatch. Mm-hmm. It is who you know. And I think employers, LinkedIn is a thing, and we can't dismiss it. And while we do have a lot of people who are gun shy or swear up and down, I'm not into social media. I don't like it. It is social media, but it's different. It's, mm-hmm. it is almost expected. Those employers are going to search you out too, just like you should be searching right. them out. If you're securing an interview, don't be afraid that it looks like somebody looked at their profile. They expect that. And so I encourage my clients, whether you're going to use it to make connections, it's vital for research and preparing for interviews and knowing something about those employers and those organizations that you're going to meet with. It is valuable beyond measure if you can use it to your benefit to network, because gone are the days of networking events and trading your business card. And I mean, they're coming back, but COVID kind of put the kibosh on that for mm-hmm. a while. And people don't necessarily have time to do that. You know, a lot of those things take place in the evenings or early mornings. And if you've got kids to get off to school or other things that you have going on, that's not the easiest thing to do. While it sounds great, LinkedIn makes it very easy that you can connect 24/7 with individuals.
I think, too, that networking is not just trying to meet the right employer. Networking could be where you are talking to be. We used to call it informational interviewing. Yeah. where you're talking to somebody about their job, not that you want their job, but about their job, so you can determine, is this a path I'd like to follow? Mm-hmm. Is this a company I'd like to work with? And so networking really continues, I think, to be a research task more so than glad handy.
Correct.
So I was just kind of curious as to whether employers are changing their perspective on that. But like you said, they're all out there on LinkedIn. They know who you worked with before, and chances are pretty good.
They know them.
That HR person knows the other HR person, yeah. and they go back and forth. So yeah. it does continue to be a really important tool in that toolbox.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
We read about artificial intelligence in every aspect of the economy. How business is created, how widgets are made, and also how employment is found. What challenges are your clients facing from AI in their search, and how is the center guiding them through those steps? Is it changing as fast as we kind of feel like it is?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I feel like it changes every single day, yeah. and it can be scary and overwhelming for good reasons. We hear in the media all that's happening, good and bad with it. And many times we hear the negatives in that. However, it's here. It's not going anywhere. And so you either get on board or you miss the boat, literally. So it's out there from resume screening, interview prep, cover letters, writing, preparing for interviews. I mean, it's amazing what you can ask it and what it will give you. Many of our clients are intimidated, but especially if they realize there's an algorithm or a computer that is evaluating your resume or your application before a human being ever gets sight of that. And so there's very few organizations that you can apply to that don't use that. And so you have to get on board with it, or your options are going to be very limited. So we want to help them demystify this process, teach them how they can format their resumes to get it through the applicant tracking systems, which are AI. How do we highlight and bring out those keywords and phrases while at the same time staying authentic to who they are? But that's going to bring their resume to the top of the pile and get it in front of a human being. And once they realize that, then they tend to be a little more okay with it. And I will say, this is a tool. You're not going to ask it to tailor a summary statement to match an uploaded job posting, you're going to take it and look at it and then customize it to be your own. But sometimes it helps with that writer's block, if you will, or not. What is this? What are they looking for? And AI, I believe, is a good tool to help take away some of that unknown a little bit.
Dealing with the AI thing reminds me of when PC computers first came out. And everyone was scared to death more of what it may do as opposed to what it could do. And AI is a tool. It's a tool. Really a tool, and can do a lot of great things for you if you let it. But if you let it overwhelm you, then it's useless.
That's right.
And those tracking systems and evaluation systems were used 20 years ago.
They were.
This is nothing new.
No.
We've given AI a persona as opposed to watching it as a tool.
Yes. Yeah.
So I can a story that I used to tell my students. We had a really great supporter with one of the recruiters from the Department of Administrative Services for the state of Ohio. And she would come in and give them all the tips on how to correctly fill out a state application, because if you knew those little kind of tips, it would go through. Because 9 times out of 10, students' applications got nowhere.
Right.
Well, there was the very last question on this system, and I'm sure it's changed by now. But the very last system on the application process for a job with the state was a box that everybody thought was just like an overview of a couple of things from your resume, when in actuality you had to be very detailed in that box because it was the last thing you filled out, so you were kind of sick of it by the time you got to that box. But it was the first thing that the system and the individual who was reading it, because they actually did have people reading the applications, if you didn't meet all of the criteria of the job in that box, they never looked at the rest of your resume. And the students would always put, see resume. And basically they're like, nope, you have to get past this box.
Yep.
And just that one little tiny bit of information was what the students needed. And we were getting them into internships, which were phenomenal internships the state had at the time. And we couldn't figure out how the smaller schools were getting students in, and Ohio State couldn't get students into these internship programs. So we turned that around quickly.
Yeah, and I think it's out there enough. I mean, I remember just when my daughter first started college in 2019, 2020, and AI was becoming a thing, and that you had to be so careful to cite and document if you were using AI. Otherwise, it was not a good end to it. And by the time she finished her master's degree in May, they were encouraging it. Just cite your sources. And it's just like you would have been for those of us who are old enough to remember when we had to, before computers, and use an encyclopedia, you still had to cite
exactly
where that came from. So it, as much as things change, they do stay the same in a lot of ways, but just being smart with it and not relying on it to be the end all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Jamie, we actually, Brett and I were having a conversation that was the catalyst to have you back to talk to us. And his question to me was, do people go to professional coaches for just interviewing? And I'm like, that's a great question. I don't know. I kind of don't think so. But when you're looking at interviewing as a skill or a job search, again, top of the list of things you have to be able to do well. Mm-hmm. You have to make it through an interview so that the individual who's hiring has a clue as to who you are, what you can do. It's not an issue of whether you're a good person or a bad person. It's, can you fill my need? Mm-hmm. So when people are coming to New Directions and needing to hone those interviewing skills, what are the steps that you're going through, and at what point in time could they possibly need to go to, I'm going to call it, quote-unquote, professional interviewing coach, not that you all are not professional, but it's somebody they have to pay to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, we encourage them start free. New Directions is happy to help, as are some amazing other nonprofit organizations here in Central Ohio. We do include that coaching as part of what our programs, all of our programs, not only with mock interviews and feedback sessions, but one-to-one as well. But, you know, sometimes they need a little extra help, or they want to, not that they don't trust us, but want to make sure we're telling them what they need to hear. So sure, we encourage them to step outside. We do have some professional coaches that will reach out to us and say, hey, I'm willing to donate X amount of time or hours to your clients. And so we are fortunate to have that. Just make sure, regardless of where you're going, whether you're paying for it or not, that that coach or that person takes the time to understand what your goals are, what your strengths are, what your story is. It's not one size fits all. As people are doing their homework and checking these organizations out, there's a couple that I would make sure that the coach was certifications or training that they had, and they will list it if they do. One is International Coaching Federation, which ICF would be the initials after their name. That's very well respected. It's international, if you will. There are Certified Professional Career Coaches, which is CPCC. And then you can also get coaching certification through a National Career Development Association, which is NCDA. So those are some credentials, if you will, if you're out there on the internet searching, trying to get support or help. Those are some things that I would kind of lean towards as far as professional coaches, and if you're going to pay someone to do that. Yeah.
When we were working with older adults, the one area that I was always a little concerned about with our counselors that we had in the office, that none of us had a high level technology background. Mm-hmm. And so there are probably some instances where someone really does need to work with that professional, not because they have more skills than you do, but because of the knowledge base that they're working from.
Correct.
Could be for the niche that you're looking at. The other group of individuals would possibly be folks who are looking at CEO, CFO type positions. You're looking at a professional coach who has the not just the credentials, but the contacts in those high-level companies and or recruiting agencies that might be needed. So there are going to be some times that it makes sense.
And we encourage them. Here's some resources that you might check out. Mm-hmm. Now, again, we're fortunate to have individuals who will volunteer their services to our clients X amount per year, whatever. And so I will suggest, hey, we've got this great contact. I would love to connect the two of you. Let me know what you think. You know, they're doing it pro bono. It's not costing you, at least for the first two or three sessions. If it's going well after that, by all means, carry on with them.
Right.
But we are happy to make those connections if we both come to the agreement that, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and listeners, too, even though you're not in Central Ohio, close to New Directions Career Center, you can probably contact them online for information and assistance and services, because you guys do online programs. But also, you know, check in your local community. Groups like the United Way are going to know who the agencies are in your community that do career assistance. And so check with them. And those agencies could also have the same kinds of opportunities that New Directions provides here in Central Ohio.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, you just mentioned that, you know, you're not working alone. I mean, we have a great community of great agencies. Can you talk about the other agencies that you do work with, as well as, you know, maybe some additional starting points people can, you know, try.
Absolutely. Yeah. Columbus is rich with great resources and partnership. We've been lucky to partner with a lot of those organizations. Locally, we have a great agreement with Ohio Means Jobs, Dress for Success, which helps with professional suiting, Jewish Family Services, which is amazing to work with.
And they have programs
all over the
country.
Yeah. We've worked most recently over the last year and a half with our Mature Works program with Franklin County Office on Aging, Central Ohio Office on Aging, Lutheran Social Services, the Godman Guild. I mean, I could go on and on the great organizations that are here in Central Ohio. But we also have, part of my job is to build relationships with Central Ohio employers as well, who will partner with us, who will share job postings, who I can build a relationship with so that if I have a client who applies, I can reach out to my contact there. So, you know, they welcome an organization like New Directions who can help be a pipeline to them or provide talent that may not consider applying for them any other way because maybe it's a Huntington Bank or an American Electric Power or a huge organization that somebody may feel like no one's ever going to see my resume. But if they know that there is that contact, at least they have the confidence that somebody is going to look at this application.
Well, and you just brought up a really good point too, and that is that employers, regardless of what is going on in the economy, when an employer has a job open, they need a pipeline of applicants. Mm-hmm. And I think our employers in Central Ohio have learned how great it is to have the agencies as part of their pipeline.
Yeah. I was just with a friend over the weekend and you know, hires a fair amount of people and has relied and been fairly successful with Indeed or LinkedIn. And he said to me, I need to hire a recruiter. While those are good platforms, I want someone who's employed. I want someone who's going to go out there and find someone who's either working or maybe not as active on those platforms that I need to know about, that I can talk to. And so employers recognize that they need to be proactive in this and they need to utilize all the resources that are out there.
You know, these programs always go too quickly, and I think it's because Jamie and I are talking the same talk here each time we sit down. Lots of things that we've covered. What would you like to make sure the audience is walking away with today at the end of this podcast? What are your last words of wisdom?
I would say don't give up. Don't be intimidated. It is scary. It is big stuff. But they do not have to be alone. New Directions and other organizations in the community are here for them. We want to be here for them. We want to partner with them. We want to be part of their journey, and we will be their biggest cheerleader when they secure something, and we will be there to help keep them going when they stumble or feel like there's a wall in front of them. So the job market will always be changing. There will always be challenges. However, everybody brings value and a skill set that an employer wants and needs. And so appreciate your value, appreciate what you have to bring to the table. Be patient. If something doesn't go your way, maybe they weren't the right company for you. And that can be hard and scary at times. But you know, if you keep at it and you keep determined, you'll land where you need to be, even if it's not forever, at least as a stepping stone or a building block.
Well, many thanks to our expert guest, Jamie Phillips, employment specialist at New Directions Career Center, for joining us today. Listeners, thank you for joining us as well. You're going to find the contact information and resources we discussed in the podcast show notes on our website at lookingforwardourway.com. And we're looking forward to hearing your feedback on this or any of our other podcast episodes.
The views and opinions expressed by the experts interviewed on this podcast are their own and don't necessarily reflect the views of the podcast hosts or any affiliated organizations. The information provided in these interviews is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice. Listeners are encouraged to consult with qualified professionals for specific advice or information related to their individual circumstances. The podcast host and producers don't endorse or guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of any information provided by the experts interviewed. Listener discretion is advised.